Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me what you see when I pass by. Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I getting it wrong or am I getting it right? Well, all I can take is one step at a time.
Look at me, I'm trying. Every day, I fall down, make mistakes. Get back up, try again. Next time that you see me.
With walking, you can't go wrong. Why should you rush your way through life? You won't get very far running all the time.
Look at me, I'm trying. Every day, I fall down, make mistakes. Get back up, try again. Next time back, with me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Today's Sunday, and today's the day that the Lord has made. Before we do anything else, we've got to start with a prayer first, you know, because you always have to start with a prayer before you do anything else and start anything else. Go ahead and close your eyes and bow your heads. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. Lord Father, give us strength, Lord Father, and protect those that's going through problems, Lord Father. Lord Jesus, give me the strength to speak for you today and giving the word of God, Lord Father. I pray for those that's listening. I pray for those that needs the word, Lord. Lord Father, I know we're going through a lot of problems and the trials and tribulation, but you're the only person we have to turn to, Lord Father. Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, give us strength, Lord Father, until the last days, until you come back. I thank you for everything, Lord Father. Lord Father, for what you provide for us, Lord Father. And I thank you, Lord, every day that you give us a breath of fresh air and to see another day, Lord Jesus. I thank you. In your name and your blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. I am Joseph Dreamer, and you listen to Faith is Power Radio. Today, we have a special guest. We have James Oyela. I think I'm saying it right. Let me go ahead and put him on air. Hold on. Hello?
Yo, James. Yo, good morning, my brother.
Good morning, man. Good morning, good morning. Is it James Oyela? How you pronounce your last name?
It's pronounced Oyola, but you did better than most people, my brother.
Okay. All right, my brother. I'm glad you woken up. You know, I thank you a lot for waking up so we could do this interview today, and you know, plus giving the word of God. We had another person, Sean Oliveira. Basically, he didn't get a chance to come on online today because he had to go to work. But we're gonna do this interview probably next Sunday. But you know, but we're here. And, you know, we pray for him. We pray for those that's listening at the same time. I'm going to go ahead and start your interview. James, let me ask you a question. So how long you been doing music, or I could say hip-hop gospel?
Well, that's a great question, man. And I just want to say definitely thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share what God has put on my heart. I've been rhyming since I was about 15. I'm 30 years old now, so about 15 years I've been rhyming, but I was always freestyling and kind of in the world. But I've been a child of the Lord for about 7 or 8 years now, and just probably last year, man, I just started writing music. It's always been on my heart, but he just really just lit that fire in me. I want to say not the last October, but the October before then is when I really started writing music for the first time and just kind of trying to get that gospel out there through holy hip-hop.
Okay. Well, I started in 2011, tell you the truth, you know. So we basically almost started the same way because, I mean, I was actually doing music for the world, you know, for
right.
management. The time I was 16, you say 15, I started from 16. Wow. Yeah, man. So, basically, you know, the Lord always choose the ones that's been crushed, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
take the anointing out of them, and then once he crushes and take the anointing out of us, and he just uses us, because he is the potter, and he recreates us, you know what I'm saying? Because he is our creator.
Amen.
He's going to use us for a better purpose of greatness in this world. Because remember, now it's in the Bible that, you know, it says, you know, we shall be amongst the wolves, but heart as a dove. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we have to be street ministers, because some people is afraid to be street ministers. But we're chosen for that. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you another question.
I'm sorry?
The question I was going to ask you is, how far willing you to take, how far are you willing to take a hip-hop gospel?
Man, you know, that's a great question, brother, because not too many people think about that. They think about the immediate present tense of wanting to share the word through holy hip-hop, but they don't think about the long term. As for me, man, you know, I'll be honest, man, I'm willing to take it as far as the Lord wants. When he says, stop, you know, I don't want you doing that no more, then that's when I stop. You know, for me, you know, that's just an avenue, you know, through music. Some people can do it through writing. I also do a little bit of spoken word. So, you know, I'm willing to take it as far as he wants me to go, because I don't want to go one step in a direction out of my own will. You know what I'm saying? So if the Lord wants me to take this to the end of the earth and I'm rapping on the corner homeless, because that's all I have and he's just giving me life and I need to be thankful for that, then if that's his will, that's what it is, you know? But if this is just a season in my life, you know, and he's ready to have me move on and put the mic down, then it's really on him. And I think it's important with that question, not to take up too much more of your time, but for us to really stay with him and our relationship with him, to know when he wants us to stop or when he wants us to keep going.
Okay. Well, you can take up as much time as you can, because you have 10 minutes, because we don't have another person that's going to be there online. Okay, so the other question I was going to ask you, what makes you different from other hip-hop gospel artists, you know, or street ministers, because that's the word I like to use. What makes you different? Because everybody's actually, you know, sounding the same, you know, looking the same style, you know. And, you know, the Lord, you know, want us to be different, you know what I'm saying, and not be like a copycat like other artists out there. You know what I'm saying? Not no disrespect to the other hip-hop gospel artists, but I see a lot of copycats out there. What makes you different?
Well, that's a great question, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I'll be honest with you, JD. You know, I live in Miami right now, but I'm originally from New Jersey. So off the bat, my flow, my delivery, some people say is that up north kind of style. When I first started listening to Holy Hip Hop, it was like Lecrae and stuff. So most of it was kind of down south flavor. So one of the main things that I've heard from people, and it's obvious because of where I was raised, is that my delivery, I have that up north kind of flavor. But I think for me, what I take a lot of pride in is that I'm not really a writer. And I like to use the word. I like to use scripture. If you hear any of my tracks, you know, you could check them out. You could Google me, James Oyola, O-Y-O-L-A, at YouTube. There's a lot of scripture in my songs. It's not watered down. Like I was telling my friends the other day, you know, I'm not interested in making the head nod. I'm interested in making the heart nod for Jesus. So my mentality is this. If this is the only time you get to hear one song for Christ in the rap genre, I want to make sure that song will help you give your life to Jesus, you know, not buy the album. If that was the only chance you got, then every track I do it with that intent. That if they only had this one opportunity, I put all scripture, my testimony, a lot of my songs are testimonial, this gives someone a chance to turn their life around for Christ.
That's right. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. The first question I should have been asked is to share your testimony. I see that you share most of them. Do you got a testimony you want to share to the people that's listening, you know, that's been going through a lot and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, I could share just a quick kind of sun pass version, if you will, of my testimony. Make a long story short, you know, obviously I'm from New Jersey, you know what I mean, with Puerto Rican background. You know, cultures have a lot of influence on how people are raised. And I was raised by my mom, single parent household, and I always knew that I had talent and opportunities, and you know, I always have potential as a little kid, you know, and unfortunately, I like to say I used a lot of my gifts for my own self-advancement, for my own self-pleasures. And it was all in the world, and I, ever since a child, I had a burning desire to serve God and serve the church, but I was caught up going back and forth. I got involved in drugs. I had a heavy marijuana addiction for a long time. I want to say about 12 years of my life. The Lord, ironically enough, he delivered me from the weed habit a few months before I started actually writing music. So I knew that there was a connection there. But to make a long story short, man, I was in the world and I was fornicating, sexual morality, and, you know, I had a child out of wedlock, and, you know, I just wasn't living like I was supposed to. And but I had these crazy gifts and I was crazy talented. But it got me nowhere. But I knew at a very young age that those gifts came from the Lord. So I just got to a point, man, where I surrendered, man, and I just couldn't keep living the way I was living. You know, when I had my son 8 years ago, he's what really helped me give my life back to Christ officially, not, you know, charismatically or fanatically, like officially really mean it. And that's been pretty much it. It's still been a journey. It's still been a battle because I've had to peel off layers of the world that were added to my character. But I'm holding on to his grace. I'm holding on to his love and his mercy. And I'm trying to be, you know, I always say, you know, people tend to think that who we are is how we've become. And in the world, I became a certain way. That's how I became because that's how I was raised. That's what I knew and what I chose. It doesn't mean that's who I was. So for the last 8 years, man, I've been trying to learn who I am in Christ, my true identity. And that's pretty much it.
Hey, man, you just said the word, man. You just say the word. Because some people, when they convert as a Christian, they don't know their true identity. They don't know what the meaning of being a Christian. So being a Christian is actually finding your identity, finding your true self through Christ Jesus. And once you find that, once you find your true self through Christ Jesus, guess what? You're a new creature in Christ. You know what I'm saying? The old things shall pass, and you shall be new. And it's already been done. You know what I'm saying? The old stuff from the world and everything else, everybody trying to throw in front of you and they trying to force it towards you, you don't want it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know you go through it, I go through it, and people still trying to throw the old stuff in front of you. And guess what? We throw it away. We just ignore it and just walk away. You know? Yeah. Like Jesus said in the Bible, he said, "Get behind me, Satan."
Yeah. Amen. He told Peter.
Exactly. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." He just keep it moving. I'm ignoring him.
That's a beautiful scripture, because you said, when I first read that, I was like, man, Jesus, that sounds a little harsh. Like, Jesus is supposed to be about love. But then I realized that, listen, if it ain't about his father's business, it ain't really worth paying attention to. And even though Peter had a good intention, because he had the worldly love for Christ, he didn't really understand the mission. He wasn't thinking with his spirit. You know what I'm saying? So it's a learning process, my brother, and I'm thankful that you mentioned that, because it's true. We all go through that. We're all still learning and, you know, thankful for his grace, but we definitely don't want to take advantage of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You got to still learn, because I was learning myself. I was in that learning process. But remember, the Lord, he's a bold God. He's a bold. And he said the righteous shall be bold as lions. Okay? And you know, as a Christian man, you have to be bold, and you have to be prepared to put your shield up and protect yourself. Because, you know, people will use you, and they're going to know you're vulnerable, because they're going to take your title as Christian, and they're going to try to use you and abuse you, because I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? For a couple of years, like on and off, on and off, on and off. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful. I'm just telling you. And just put your shield up and be careful. When the Lord talks to you, he's going to let you know. You know what I mean? Because some people do good things for the wrong reasons.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
Be careful on that, man. Because it's a bumpy ride. Some people say, I'm a Christian, and they think they're not going to go through it. Like I said, the Lord will crush you. He will crush you. He said, you know, if you're going to be with the Lord, he's going to crush you, and then he's going to wait until that. He's going to have that anointing come out of you and use you, because he is the potter. He's going to recreate you and crush you again, because he's not finished with us. He's never finished with us. Because, you know, he moves to glory, to glory, to glory, to glory. And continuously as we grow, we're going to learn. You know, we can never learn enough. Never learn enough. You know,
amen.
As Abraham and Moses, they was really old and they were still learning.
For sure, man. And they were, you know, making mistakes, but they were still learning. And I tell you one thing, man, I'm a firm believer. You can't learn if you don't go to school. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get up, get dressed, and go to school, you can't hear what the teacher has to say. You know what I'm saying? So I guess school for us, it can be church, it can be Bible study, it can be fellowship, accountability. But if we're not making that effort to get dressed, you know, as you said, and with the armor of Christ on and cloaked in his glory and love, and go to school, that we can't learn, man. The teacher is always willing, man. And the amazing thing is that he always gives us the answers before he gives.
Oh, yes. Because when you ask the Lord for knowledge and wisdom, he'll give you knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he says, a wise man listen much and speak little. Because ever since I've been asking the Lord for wisdom, you know, arrogance actually came out, because it's like when somebody starts telling me something, it's like I already knew. But it's like I had to control that. I had to control that and just to listen, because you have to listen to your peoples. You know, even though it might be right, it might be wrong, you still have to listen, because you never know. The Lord uses that person to talk to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, some people pray for the wrong things, but when I say when you pray for knowledge and wisdom, the Lord actually gives you knowledge and wisdom, and he revealed things in front of you, right in front of you, and you have to listen to your brothers, listen to your brothers and sisters, you know, I mean, wow.
I agree.
Oh, man. Let the Holy Spirit guide you, man. That's one major thing, you know, let the Holy Spirit guide you. You know, there's a lot of people out here that don't have a close-based church, or they don't have somebody to Bible study with. But usually when people actually Bible study with the Holy Spirit, they end up learning more and more, because that's based on relationship, you know, with God. You know what I'm saying? That's based on relationship and talking to him. And by you have been in that relationship with God, nobody can move you. No one. I believe that's in Psalm 125, you shall not be removed like Mount Zion. You won't be removed as long as you trust God. Amen.
Yeah, and I encourage those, man, if there's any out there listening, man, and that's just to piggyback off what you said, and you don't have a church, or you don't know where to go, the Lord's okay with that. Because he wants us, like you said, to pray for him so he can lead you to the church that he wants you to go. There's a lot of people going to church by their own merit, thinking just because there's a cross on top of the building, that's where the Lord is. And granted, you know, his word don't come back void, and where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is as well, according to his word. But we definitely, as you said, brother, we definitely want to be led with the Spirit. So if anybody's listening, man, and they don't know what kind of church they want to go to, or you don't know what to do or who to speak with, there's nothing wrong with that. Get on your knees and seek the Lord, because first and foremost, he wants you, as you said, to build with him first and let him guide you to where he wants you to serve, where he wants you to worship, who he wants you to fellowship with. And you're in a better place than you think you are.
Amen. Amen. My brother, we're going to go ahead and play a song before we get off on air.
Okay.
And everybody, I would like to thank everybody for listening. We're going to have more interviews for next Sunday. James, I know you're going to have a music video for this track here, because this song here, man, when I heard it, it moved me, man. I'm going to go ahead and play it right now. Give me a sec.
Praise the Lord.
You know, Acts 10:42 says, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. I wouldn't tell you if it didn't happen to me. I trust that it could happen to you too. For it is written that all your sins are forgiven, even though you once thought that you were in prison, locked up in the cells of your mind, only to find that the power of the true vine was so divine. Taken from me, one who's spitting behind bars like the rest of the world. I used to want to be a star till he took me to the root of my confusion. Then he showed me that reality was just an illusion. No longer did I want to be a star, for I was meant to be the sun to shine for everyone to see. Who? Him, not me. Then I reflect on Genesis 1:3. Can you see the light? Even though you walk in darkness, you can still shine bright.
How?
'Cause your sins are forgiven. His death wasn't in vain, and we believe he was risen.
Why?
To fulfill the prophecy that was said by the prophet in Isaiah 53.
Alright?
So you see, kids, we would never know the degree to what he did. So that's how, Jay, in these last days, we can keep shedding light and be little sun rays. Man, I'm so joyful right now. I just want to get on my piano and praise you, Lord. Yes. Bless you, Father. Man, this ain't a rap song. This is a praise song, man. Everybody get your hands up in the air and just rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me, Father. I'm a new creation in you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. forgiven. Don't mean you need to keep sinning, cause the enemy is waiting with a smile grinning, hoping you don't believe what you just received. So let him know he got no wins in his family tree. For our faith is like an MU, S to the T, ARD, SEE to the D. He couldn't pull the roots out this cat that's planted firmly in his boots. A soldier in the army of the Lord, here to bear fruit, equipped with the sword. This ain't an act, not here to get an Oscar. The word says no weapon form shall prosper. So I'ma hold tight to the truth, cause he can use me in his plan just like he did Ruth. Now I'm in the line of David. Those who seek God's knowledge, it's unweighted. No college but my GPA. Good, pleasing, and abundant is the only way. The truth and the light. If you're feeling dead, give them your heart tonight. Shout out my man Cap K on the track, y'all.
That was James Oyola, Forgiven. Oh, I love that track, man. Okay, we got 50 seconds left. James Oyola, go ahead and give your Facebook, your Twitter, and your shout-outs, and then I want you to go ahead and close with a prayer.
Oh, most definitely, man. Well, first and foremost, man, I want to just shout-out the Lord Jesus the Christ, man, the one who was sent, you know, to die for our sins, man. I definitely want to thank you, Brother JD, for allowing me the opportunity to be here and to share my testimony, what God has put on my heart, on your show, man. My Twitter is at Penskill, P-E-N-S-K-I-L-L. Facebook, you can catch me, James Oyola, O-Y-O-L-A. You can hit me on Instagram at Uncanny Skills, 2 N's, 2 L's, 2 Z's. And definitely want to say a little prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to have. Father, we ask that you continue to grow us, that you continue to give us direction to do your will in our lives. Father, we ask for forgiveness of the sins that we've committed, and we repent for all that we've done against your name and against your will. And we thank you, Lord. I thank you for my brother Joseph, Father God. I thank you for everybody listening, Lord. I thank you for these tools on the internet that you've given us and allowed us to create to be able to further your gospel and share your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over everybody that's listening, Lord God, and we ask that you allow us to have a great day today. We pray over the Super Bowl, and we pray that nobody's harmed in the form of sex trafficking that goes on during the Super Bowl. Father, we thank you. I ask that everybody has a great day at church, their hearts are transformed, their revelations are given, and that everybody decides to serve you with all they have. In Jesus Christ's loving name, we ask this and pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the music, man. And you know what? We're gonna keep up. I'm gonna keep in touch with you. We're definitely gonna do another interview. And also, I have a music video show that's coming up very soon, and we're gonna have that played for you. We're gonna have an eye on you, man. Just
praise
to let
the
you
Lord,
know,
man. Like I said, I'm new in the game, so I appreciate that, man. I thank you for all your hard work, man, for the Lord, my brother, too. I appreciate that.
Definitely, definitely, man. We're going to keep in touch. We're going to talk some more, man. God bless. Everybody that's been listening, thank you for listening to Faith is Power Radio. I am Joseph the Dreamer. I thank you for listening, and I will be back on air on Tuesday, and from Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thank you, and God bless.